Hare Krishna. Question: why does society blame women for destruction? For example, Sita and Draupadi are blamed for the Ramayana and the Mahabharata wars. Answer: that is a misunderstanding. If Sita and Draupadi are blamed, they were the victims. They were not the inciters, and certainly they were not the victimizers. So to blame them is completely wrong. Now, what is to be carefully understood in such situations is that when these examples are given, if they are given within the society or in the tradition, they are usually misunderstandings of the original point. The point is that infatuation with the opposite sex, infatuation with basic bodily lust, leads eventually to violence and destruction. So now, when someone gets infatuated with lust for someone, it is Ravana's mistake that Ravana got infatuated by her, by Sita. It was not Sita's mistake that she was so beautiful, nor was it her mistake. She did not do anything to tempt Ravana in any way. Nor did Draupadi in any way try to allure the Kauravas. So the point here is that there are certain things which can trigger unhealthy desires within us, dangerous desires within anyone and everyone. It's possible. And at that time, we need to individually protect ourselves from such triggers. But we can't blame whatever triggers lust within us. So in the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna talks about where lust is situated in the body, he does not say that lust is situated in the opposites, in the tempting objects. He says it is situated indriyani manobuddhir asyadhishthana muchyate etair vimohayatyesha gyanamavritti dehinam. So he says lust is situated in our own senses, mind and intelligence. That means it is we who are to be blamed for if we succumb to lust. So we cannot blame Draupadi or Sita for the war that took place. The point is that lust can be triggered, and we need to know what our triggers are, and we need to keep a careful distance from them. So the such points, so lust when it is triggered, quite often when it is not satisfied, when it is thwarted, lust leads to anger, and anger leads to violence and then destruction. So lust is the problem, not any particular woman or any particular person who might trigger lust within us. We cannot blame them for what is our inability to control some emotions. Now, sometimes we may think of pandering to lust as simply my personal choice, or it's just my discretion, it's my decision. But then it's not just a decision for us alone. You know, when we succumb to lust, especially when somebody who was in a position of influence and power like Ravana, they succumb to lust, then the consequences of those actions come upon not just them, but upon their whole dynasty, upon all those who were dependent on them. So when such examples are given about how infatuation leads to destruction, the point is not to blame the person about whom someone gets infatuated. The point is to recognize that those who are getting infatuated should realize the consequences and check themselves in time. So it is infatuation with sensual pleasures that causes destruction, and that's why we should all try to guard ourselves from such infatuations. Thank you. Hare Krishna.